flooding could become the tipping point for people considering moving out of their neighborhoods in Indiana. That's according to a new study by the First Street Foundation, a nonprofit risk mitigation research group. Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports it projected that most of the population loss due to flooding in the next 30 years will be in the Northeast and Great Lakes states.
Jeremy Porter with First Street Foundation says Great Lakes states like Indiana are sometimes thought of as climate havens, mostly free from things like hurricanes and wildfires. But frequent flooding can cause people to move out of neighborhoods in these states, especially if there are better opportunities elsewhere.
So it ends up being amplified as just another factor that pushes people out of these communities.
Neighborhoods that lose population often lose tax revenue for things like schools. But Hoosiers might not move too far. The study found that most people in the U.S. move within their own county to escape flooding, rather than to a new county or state. And that's usually only those who can afford to move. Porter says buyout programs can give lower-income residents better opportunities and can help local governments focus their energies on the homes that can be saved from flooding. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The good news is, Porter says more people are considering the climate risks when moving to a new home, as companies like Redfin and Zillow add that information to listings.